There are two $50,000 challenge grants, which Summit Land Conservancy has received. The final day to raise the full amount is March 31st. The Oscarthorpe family has extended the deadline once. Executive Director of the Summit Land Conservancy, Cheryl Fox, has confidence they can reach the $740,000 goal.
We have decided to take a page from KPCW's book and offer some incentives for people who want to make a contribution. You know, we are down to the wire on this. I would like to say a huge thank you to all of the listeners who called in last week during the Summit Land Conservancy Hour on KPCW. That helped us raise another $5,000 to save the farm, as well as help KPCW out. So that was an exciting evening.
There have been 800 individual donations made to the conservation of the Oscarthorpe farm. Fox says donations have come from many residents in the area, as well as others both in and out of the Park City community.
You know, some people just won't, some people can't, but I will say that we have seen amazing, incredible, and huge contributions from all of those neighbors and those neighborhoods. So, you know, there are probably a few people there who might be waiting to see if we get a little bit closer, and I hope they will decide to join with their neighbors.
Fox says participation in the Oscarthorpe Farm conservation effort has been higher than normal.
When you look at, you know, how fundraising goes, out of every 10 people, only 7 will give, and out of those 7, only 3% will give to the environment. You know, there are a lot of good causes, and I understand that. So we're grateful that people support all kinds of good causes in this community, but if they've got some money to help us save open space, we certainly need it.
Park City open space fundraising projects in the past couple of years include the Bonanza Flat purchase, the Treasure Hill buyout, and the continuing efforts to preserve the Snow Creek pastures. Fox isn't sure she can determine if the community is tapped out on giving money to preserve open space.
If we're tapped out and we lose $8 million in federal funding, $4 million in landowner donation, and about $4 million in other money that we've already raised, you know, for the last 3%, you know, are we really that tapped out? I think that the people who are super committed and super on board have given already, yes. Many of them are giving again. We're seeing second, third, and fourth gifts coming in at this point. So we do have some incentives. You know, we're offering our Summit Land Conservancy cool brand jackets. We Bill White Farms has donated some gift cards. So, you know, for a $5,000 donation. And, you know, people are welcome. Probably the easiest way to find out about those incentives is to call the Summit Land Conservancy's office, and you can visit wesaveland.org to find all those numbers.
Fox says the $740,000 needed to complete the purchase of the Oscarthorpe farm is very achievable. She says people just don't realize the farm is still susceptible to development.
We hope that people realize the farm is not saved, and we really do have a final push, but we are close, right? $740,000 sounds like a lot of money, but it really can happen pretty fast.
The final winter moonshine event is next Wednesday, the 20th. People will meet at 7 p.m. in the first-time parking area at Park City Mountain. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.